Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, True Joy, the Gift of Trusting Relationships.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It was then that Jesus, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, said, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then turning to his disciples, he spoke to them in private. Happy the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what gives you real joy? Real joy in the season of Advent and in our chaotic world of the moment? I know when I asked myself this question, my immediate answer was being present with those I love and trust. Our lives are made up of moments of joy, pure joy and sadness, often deep sadness. And only when we allow ourselves to feel these experiences can we become aware of what Jesus is speaking about in today's gospel. Jesus invites us into a life of deeper union with him, deeper joy. He knows from experience that pain and joy can coexist. One of the greatest manifestations of God's love is seen when we love and support each other through times of sorrow and joy. Just now in my family, the husband of one of my sisters has terminal cancer. Now, while everyone is very, very sad, there are also moments of deep joy in the relationships. Together with their mother, the three devoted sons, their wives and children and friends lovingly nurse a husband, a father, a papa at home. Recently, I witnessed the grandchildren sitting on Papa's bed, holding his hand while giving him minutes of energy. This is their daily greeting and one that Papa looks forward to receiving. My heart missed a beat as I felt a deep joy seeing the love and trust in this relationship, despite the pain of already existing loss and grief. In today's gospel, we see the disciples who have been sent out on mission by Jesus, returning to him, rejoicing because they felt that even the evil spirits had submitted to them when they used his name. Jesus is quick to assure them that the only cause for rejoicing is if their names are written in heaven. Then Jesus, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, blesses the children and proclaims that everything has been given to him by his Father. The relationship of Jesus to his Father in union with the Spirit gives us a glimpse into the life of the Trinity, which is all about intimate relationships, the essence of true joy. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. It is not about being learned and clever. It is about being a child who can take you by the hand and share with you their loving energy, a child in relationship with absolute trust in Papa. We too have the same spirit within us, the spirit of joy. We are caught up in the life of this relationship, which at times is pure joy, and at other times, deep sadness. After all, this is the stuff of life, as we well know, and it becomes very obvious, especially when preparing for the death of loved ones, an experience in which our faith reminds us life is changed, not ended. No wonder Jesus went on to say to his disciples, "Happy the eyes that see what you see, and the ears that hear what you hear." Can we enter into the beautiful mystery of such relationships and be willing to experience the sadness as well as the joy, knowing that one day our sadness will be turned into joy? Let us spend some time reflecting on the joys in our life and what goes hand in hand with them. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who shows us how to receive joy in our hearts, how to trust him, even when we are experiencing deep pain and sadness. What gives you real joy? Amen.